You know that like moment, like a good bit before shagging happens in a program, which maybe you guys are cooler with your parents than I am, but I don't want to watch good old fashioned rattling or cummy bathwater drinking or anything of that nature with my parents in the room. So nothing with Barry Keoghan in it is allowed on
Nothing,
television
yeah,
at
nothing
all.
with
Yeah,
where
that's
Barry
fair.
Keoghan is a Barry Keoghan character, aka a weird freak.
Yeah, I see him show up. I'm like, not today, sex freak. I'm going
Not
to make a cup of
today, sexy.
tea.
I don't care. I don't care how unusually sexy you are. I'm not
Yeah,
going to see you do some weird shit to
yeah.
more famous actors.
I mean, I get why he wants to do it. I just don't want to see it. Especially with my parents or whatever. But you know that moment, and it's very similar to when you're in a dangerous situation, not socially, but like out and about, where you almost don't want to. You get yourself in deeper into it than you should because you're like, I don't want to look like I'm afraid of this, but I am afraid. So they're about to. There's going to be shagging. You can tell. But you're like, maybe they won't. Maybe I'll just hang here. That's probably fine. It's probably fine. Like, you know, when it's about to kick off on the Lewis and you're like in the middle of it because just where you chose to sit. And you're like,
Yeah.
probably look like a bit of a bitch if I move over there now. But
Yeah,
that is the move.
then they
It
might
is.
be like, it's kind of the move, and but on the Lewis, you're it's kind of like T-Rex logic. It's kind of like
If you
they can't
move,
see me if I don't move, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. And there's like there's sort of the knowledge of like I have to walk with a degree of confidence because that is the way out of this,
Yeah.
but I can't walk with so much confidence that it's like a challenge to, you know, because then I'll have to back it up and I can't. So I don't know what to really do. I did observe a there's a very irritating busker, and no, it's not me. Shut up.
If you get there first, we can't get you.
You get the well, yeah. You never. It's never the thing you think that's coming anyway. It's always one you don't see coming that gets you. But they he's up to Randall Lewis stop, and I can see why he goes there because it makes his voice echo a lot, so he doesn't have to even sing very loud, and he gets the effect. And he's really shit. And I just saw like another vagrant confront him about how shit he was, and. It was the best. I was. It was because everyone. He's been there a while. Everyone thinks that he's awful and it's noise pollution. And I was like, man, I just fucking would love to have other vagrant confidence sometimes to be like, shut up, yeah, shit, shut up. You play any trap, do you? Oh, I'm not built for trap, man. I'm built for rock. I'm like, you're not built for it, yeah, shit. And at one point, I just go up to like I'm escorting my girlfriend's sister up to the Lewis and I come back like I can hear him shouting this and he doesn't appear to have moved away from him but when I come back down he's still shouting abuse at him but he's now pissing against the wall while he's doing it and bro I bet he never has to fucking fight anyone you know
Yeah, who would start like in many ways he's putting himself in fighty scenarios, but in other ways he's being so fighty himself. It's kind of like nuclear deterrence.
It's a mutually assured destruction kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you know that even if you kick my ass, I'm gonna get a couple of clean licks in, so your day will also be worse.
Yeah. Or you're definitely gonna smell like pee. You're gonna smell like
And
pee.
then I'll have touched you. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Like one of those. I don't know what I don't know what the sailing equivalent of it is. Sailing a little close to the wind, if you will, and don't get downwind of him either. But because we like to bring it down to sailing references, because that's I think most of our listeners are in the yacht club at this point.
Yeah, they are. We've upgraded our listenership as we've downgraded the quality of this podcast.
And yacht club. Unlike its golf club equivalent, no Guinness mid-strength there. They just go there and they get shit-faced and they stay there. I'm ready, fine to drive. Shut up. That's what you'll hear. And to be honest with you, I mean, not from a safety perspective, but when was the last time you saw a guard pull anyone over? It's never, right? You can always
Never,
drive
no.
safely. Come on.
I got pulled over by a guard a couple of months ago.
Really?
It
You got
probably
like actually
was
pulled
the,
over or
and how drunk
checkpointed?
were you?
I was sober enough to be doing 150.
Oh,
I tell you
ouchies.
the fine was pretty sobering.
I bet it was. You did you so you when you say you got pulled over, was it a speed trap or were they just driving along the same road as you going like
Speed trap on the motorway, and then I like saw him look at the gun and then immediately get in the car, and I was like, I'm just gonna pull over and wait for him to get to me. And he
150 is pushing it.
It was, yeah, it was like 140, it was like 140 something, but and in a 120, in a 120, it was in a 120, guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, but like, yeah, I get you, but no, but yeah, but not, yeah. Look, it's
Yeah, you're
it's you're probably not really putting anyone in danger, but like, that's a lot.
but don't do that thing that you did.
Don't do that thing you did, you know. It's probably safer.
Lads, penalty points work. I don't do that anymore.
I bet not. Well, how many points did he
You
whack you
don't
with
do it
for
anymore because you have too many penalty points to drive.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't drive because I'm not allowed by the government. I got two speeding tickets in fairly rapid succession, having got none in 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Six is enough. That's
Yeah, that's enough.
enough.
What do they take? You get 12 and then they then you get a free one, is it?
Yeah, you get a car when you get 12. You get a
Yeah, that's
nicer,
pretty.
faster car. But
Yeah,
you just
because
get a car
like
with better handling.
yeah. Like,
Just in
look,
case.
I'd rather you were doing it here with me rather than out on the streets in that shitty
Yeah.
car. So
They
you turn into these
make you smoke
permissive
the whole
parents.
pack. They make you
They
smoke the
make
whole
you,
pack.
yeah,
They make
they
you
make you
smoke
smoke the
it
whole
past
car. Stick
make you
your
smoke past
mouth on the
everybody on a homeless.
tailpipe.
Do you reckon that policeman got back to the station later that day and went like, I pulled over the fucking raddest dude today. He
Yeah,
was like,
he was straight cruising. And
one
I
fit,
was on my
fuck
way
it.
back from a wedding still like wearing the suit from the night before.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I was like I pulled over the worst man alive.
Jaguar as well. It's not like you haven't pulled over that actual
The
leather bandit.
car
He's
absolutely.
probably in the middle of something here. Like, you
Like
know.
young guy cream suit Jaguar. I'm like, I pulled over a caricature of a cunt this morning.
And like, let's be honest, under the limit for sure, but it's not impossible that there was a whiff off you. Like,
Oh yeah, and I was not the only person in the car. There was many hungover wedding attendees
oh,
also
so
in
they
the
don't even
car.
have to be under the limit. They could be just breathing fire on that car. It's like
Con
a bag of
DP.
booze coming out of this thing.
Yeah.
He's so
Yeah.
certain he's caught you for everything. He's actually annoyed he only got you for fucking three bad boys or whatever you got.
Yeah, three bad boys and a couple of quid.
It's not really,
As
it
is
is the penalty
deserved.
points that get you. The quids, you will get over quite
You
quickly.
can always make more money, but you can't always make less points.
No. What does that cunt, again? Probably you can, it falls into the you can always make more money category, but does that cunt up your insurance or how does that, how well does that work?
It actually doesn't. No.
Really? I mean,
Yeah.
good for you.
That seems wrong.
Yeah, seems like it should. Seems like it
Sorry,
should.
Gavin. Jack has a Jaguar and he was wearing a cream suit. They don't punish guys like that. They promote that man.
Yeah, well, the insurance company called me and said, I hear you're being fucking rad out there.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
fucking
yeah.
guards told us you were a
Have a few
legend.
brewskis on us, your premium's lower.
I hope you had our badge in the front so people knew what a fucking legend you insured with.
Was that time you were pulled over by a speed trap? Was your other time? Do you ever get one? Do you ever just get one of the post?
Yeah.
No. Well, not that I
Yeah,
know of, because I drive
no.
Joyce's parents' car.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they opened it and they were just like, "Who made all these fucking long distance calls to Australia?"
Yeah.
Everybody be quiet. It might have been you. How does the one in the post work? They just like you just get
It
a letter and you're
should.
like.
It actually works the same as the one as you get pulled over. It just shows up and says, "Go to the post office and show them this and pay them money." And then if it was someone else driving, tell them and tell them who it was driving, and then we'll give them the points. But it's all pretty straightforward.
Well, that's good that they've streamlined it. No reason why a cream suit wearing Jaguar wanker should have to freeze to earn a crust, you know?
Yeah,
It's
I've got a busy day.
clearly, could they not tell you must have been busy? You were doing 150.
I had places to be. And you know the worst part was I was driving to a wrestling show. Like all I did was like get somewhere. The reason I was like, I'll just stay in the suit. This is what I'm wearing. Like out of
Yeah.
the car, walk through the curtain, talk shit. Back in the car, home to bed.
I think if you explained you were going to a wrestling show, you could have got some more points, probably.
But, like, well, you must be stopped at all costs.
Yeah, excuse me, officer. I'm sorry, but I'm a wrestler. What's that?
Officer? Officer?
I do recall being in first year, and like it was quite difficult to get a detention if you were playing sports, because they were on the same day as detention, so you just wouldn't get one. But like it was like a nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The coach will get you out of it afterwards, kind of thing. What you certainly don't do is what my friend did, which was upon receiving their detention code, but miss. I'm a rugby player.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna... Now it's real. Now it counts.
Yeah. Like, oh, buddy. I think you just bought yourself a second one there.
Yeah.
Although it turns out you don't have to go to detention no matter what you are. You just don't go.
You just don't go, yeah. And what do they give you? More detention.
They give you more detention. My friend Mike once put that to the test. He just kept not going. He's like, well, what happens? What's the worst they can do? And eventually they suspended him from school for a day, but then they cleared all his detentions. So he's like, what have I learned? I got a day off school and no detention. Why the fuck would I ever go again?
Like, yeah, learning the wrong lesson.
That's a fucking good point. I think he got like 5 points in his leaving cert, and that's not an exaggeration. I think he passed one subject and he got 5 points. He's doing well now.
Yeah, there's the old saying that you get 10 points for writing your name, which would be crazy because you should be writing your exam number.
They would post a certificate specifically with just 10 points to the fucking idiot who wrote his name all over it.
Top tip. No, you do the whole paper. And then at the end, you just write your name. And it's like, fuck, we have to give him 110%. Loophole.
Loophole achieved for the leaving cert. He actually did do well for himself. And I think the kind of guy who's willing to go, like, I wonder what fucking happens if I just keep not going to this. I think that bodes, like, that's a certain type of guy that the world does need. What if I don't? I saw a very similar interaction in the Lidl in Ranelagh. They've put in one of these, you got to scan your receipt to get out gates, you know, to stop people. It's annoying, but it's to stop people pilfering rampantly from the self-serve, which...
In Ranelagh, you know, must be absolutely...
It's constant, man. You know, I mean, there's one guy by the name of Manus who's just always at it, and it's a real hindrance on him to have this gate put in front of him. But I observed one of the local characters on his way out, and there's a guy. There's a guy at the automatic gate stage, so why not just have the guy there all the time? I guess eventually the guy won't be there, but he's like, no,
it's because I think the thing will like randomly flag every X'd person for an inspection.
Oh, that's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, so the guy is there to like tag the guy has to be there anyway, because if you're trying to buy alcohol or if something breaks, they have to be there to like fix the thing. And then he's also there to be cop.
Fair enough. And I suppose you probably need a guy there anyway at the self-checkout to like let people buy booze or whatever. So it's probably not actually an extra guy.
I think what you probably need is, because there's someone to buy booze, you probably need an extra guy.
Not a couple of guys. Do you know what they could do? And I've seen this in shops abroad. Actually, where they have those self-service tills, you actually put a guy on each one of those. And they could do the scanning for you.
Yeah.
That's customer that service.
And then
that's really good.
Automatic self-service.
Yeah. It's full serve self-serve is what it is. And it's good.
Full serve self-serve. Yeah. There's something in this.
Yeah. But I saw a local character attempting to just get out without scanning his thing. And the guy helpfully is like, oh no, you just have to scan your thing to get out. And the guy just goes, no, I don't. And he goes, no, you do. No, I don't. Let me out. And the guy went, okay. You just let him out.
Interesting.
I I guess he probably doesn't have any legal authority to not let him out once he's asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for there to be an argument, and then it was just like, okay, he let him out.
I do feel like there's a lot of things that people do that if you just to say, they're like, kidnapping is a strong word, but like, I think if you were to drop it, you'd probably get let out of a lot of situations.
I bet you're exactly right. I bet you, because false imprisonment is one of the rare absolute liability crimes.
Interesting.
I bet you they are terrified of being accused. Because like a security guard won't stop them for the most part. I've seen them do it, but I have friends who work as security guards. Like, we are not stopping shoplifters. If they get out the door, I'm not doing it. Because it's just a utter legal minefield. Like, there's ways of doing it. There's stuff they can do. But anyone I know who works in security is like, I'm absolutely not doing it. It's not worth it.
So fair.
And I bet you it's to do with that. It's like, no, you're ultimately a civilian. And you're not really covered. Yeah. Fuck people come. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it, the kidnapping aspect.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing? Who are I was dropping someone at the airport, and there's that person who's going around, and they're like, you can't actually stop here. You have to.
Oh yeah, on. Yeah.
And I couldn't help but notice that just slightly above the word police on their vest, it did say the word airport, which really does nullify the whole police word that comes after it.
Yeah.
You can't be here. And I'm like, you can't tell me anything ever.
You can't park here. You can. I tell you what, I'm going to park here and let's see if I can.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Because they had got rid of those guys, and I assumed it was a staffing issue or whatever, because they were, it had been a hot minute since I'd seen anyone come around telling people that they couldn't hover at the departure gate to collect someone. But obviously they're back in a big way, like fingering birds on the dance floor. Did they ever really leave?
Like chicken wings before Wes.
A brave Buchel. I remember hearing that story from an. Now I can't remember if it was an older gentleman or if this was actually just me watching Brendan Grace on television when I was younger. Same difference, really. I suppose.
Yeah, it's the same.
But he was like, your ma would send you out if you were going to a dance or whatever. She'd like make a particularly smelly dinner that night, like just raw onions and like cabbage and stuff. Like you're horny teenagers, so you're just making them have a smelly shift, really.
Yeah. Like it's happening, you know.
It's like mixing in doing the cocodamol thing or whatever they call it, where you mix in paracetamol with opiates so that people don't abuse them. Because it's like, well, if they take too much of that, they'll kill their liver before they get high. It's like, I bet a bunch of them just kill their liver then, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't harm prevention. This is actually harm. Addition, you know, you are adding harm to this.
They used to do that to like industrial alcohol during prohibition in the US. They'd put like methylated spirits or something in it. They'd just make it so they called it denatured alcohol, which I always thought was like, oh, well, then they put a thing into it to make it not make you get drunk. No, they poison it. They turn it into poison. So the people were going blind from like wood alcohol and stuff. Which thank God for the, you know, the harm reduction. That's not a that's a very 2010s phrase though. They were in the 20s, it was like, frankly, if you're dumb enough to drink it, you deserve to die. We should bring prohibition back. It worked pretty well.
It works perfectly. No downsides.
When you see it continue and with drugs and everything, and there's either no way or no will to stop or meaningfully reduce the consumption of drugs through enforcement at a certain point. And then, you know, you start to hear these lunatics who are like, man, it's the government are all behind it. They're deliberately putting the drugs into poor areas to make money for their black ops and stuff. And you're like, Yeah, well, I mean, I don't buy that, but that they are doing the things you would do if that was what they're doing, right? I mean, we've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas. We've okay, well, we need to stop this drug kingpin. Why? Well, we need to just stop him. What'll happen? Well, we know pretty sure there'll be a power vacuum and a big bloody war, and then they'll be back at it in the same way with a new guy. Okay, it sounds like bad as it is, we should probably keep the current guy then, right? I mean, you've just described exactly what's going to happen, and then it always does, and you're going to do it anyway.
You know what would really annoy him?
What?
Legalizing drugs.
Legalizing drugs.
He'd be furious.
Furious.
Oh,
He
the look at
wouldn't
his,
know what to fucking do.
the look in his face. Oh.
And it's what would also happen, and we also know this because it's the would same thing happen when prohibition ended. It's like, what would happen? Well, the guys who are currently doing it illegally will still be the biggest guys left on the chessboard, and they'll be the legal guys,
And they'll do it legally. Yeah.
and they'll do it legally. And that's sometimes used as like an argument against it. It's like, well, the guys will still be, yeah. There are only trade-offs available here. There's not a fucking solution,
Yeah,
really,
yeah,
I
yeah.
think.
It's not like, oh, it's legal now? Fuck.
Yeah,
Damn. The
bollocks.
reason I was doing it was illegal.
Yeah.
Not all the money.
No one has a problem with their infrastructure. I mean,
No.
I think we'd want to keep the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, you
We're
know.
not trying to throw knowledge out the window. A brain, a brain drain in the hooch business. Last thing
I
we
mean,
need
I'll
is get
tell
out
you,
of last thing
here.
we need with this taxable income.
Amazon are brilliant at delivering stuff. Like, even non-Amazon. Like, I got something from Elvery's last Saturday, and
Legend.
it just delivered through on post. I ordered it Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, it was with me. Like,
Hot
ludicrous.
damn. Hot damn.
But, like, they ain't got shit on coke dealers, man. You know? Especially if they've identified you as someone with a coke problem, but money. They're at your gaff, like hanging about. They're like,
Imagine an Amazon fulfillment center on every corner, you
yeah.
know?
If only everything I ordered off Amazon came in such small packages and was everywhere all the time. You'd have anything from Amazon so fast.
Although, imagine if you ordered a set of like a pair of runners and it arrived and it was like a shoelace and then like some cardboard. We're like, yeah, we cut it with some cardboard, but like it's still mostly runners. So maybe we could work on, you know, the purity being a little bit better or whatever. Have the
Purity of the
Although I'd
runners.
probably die because I'm used to whatever I'm used to. So if you suddenly gave me like a big bag of very good cocaine, I'd probably be like, I'd die.
Yeah,
Like, yeah,
you'd have
you
to cut it yourself.
yeah, I'd have to lamp it in the baby laxative, like.
What you'd have to do is you'd have to start advertising the old stuff beside the new stuff, which is like, I have this much, which is like, it's bulked out, it's at
Yeah.
this percentage potency. And for twice the money, I'll give you the pure stuff. But if you just want to have big fat lines, if you'd rather the aesthetic of loads, that is still for sale.
The aesthetic of loads. That's a good one. Because I get that completely. Quantity has a quality all of its own.
Does
All its
indeed.
own. Like a huge part of my drinking problem is a consumption issue. I really do just want to drink cold, fizzy beers a lot. Like I want to drink.
Yes.
I do.
That's a
I don't
really good
want.
explanation of alcoholism.
But
I want to drink cold, fizzy beers a
I
lot.
don't want one that would do the same thing as 10. I would rather drink 10, you know?
Yeah,
Right.
yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
yeah. Something for my
Yeah.
hands to do, you know?
Something for my hands, something for my mouth to do, just something to be drinking and belching and farting out and peeing out. I love, like, oh my God, I'm peeing again. This is great. Even better
Haven't used
if
my
you're
cock
like,
this much all week.
yeah, no one has ever. If you were drinking Guinness and you're like, my kidneys are class. That went in black and it's coming out crystal fucking clear. And then the black comes out as poo later on. That's fucking ri I challenge you to get a like a man-made system that does that.
It's like the body is its own desalination plant.
It's on we have unbelievable tendency towards homeostasis until we don't.
Until we don't.
You don't think your liver's doing much until it stops working, and then all the liquid that's supposed to be going out your pee-pee just empties into your stomach.
You don't think you're doing, you don't think your liver's doing much until it starts doing nothing.
Until it starts doing fucking nothing, and then it quickly does start doing nothing. It is the great enabler, because it just takes such a kicking and repairs itself and repairs itself. And then at about 55, it's like, ah, you're on your own now, mate. I've taken you this far. I mean, I feel like you should have given me this talk at 20 or never, liver, frankly. Look,
Yeah,
listen, we're gonna.
why wasn't anyone warning me about all of this the whole time?
Actually, fucking the alcohol's not good for you. It's actually really bad. You know, I've learned some things from my 25 years of drinking to. Oh, shut up. We all knew that. Shut up. I don't know why you thought these things were worth a YouTube channel or an Edinburgh show, but none of them are, Stephen. None of them are. Many things I've learned since I've been in recovery are the things that people were shouting at me for the 20 years I refused to go into recovery. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Isn't that great?
Nope.
Seems you just have to hit a rock bottom. Yeah, you clearly did, but
Yeah, you, not everyone. A lot of people. A lot
the
of people
vast
don't.
majority of people got a bad hangover once and went, ugh, I don't know about this. Okay, can't even figure out which way to open this curtain to give us. Oh, that's not even helping. That's not helping
No,
at
making
all.
things much worse, deep throats. That's like.
What the la well, Gavin could see what I was doing with the microphone. That's why he called me deep throat.
Yeah.
He what like did that
Like,
act
who came
on
up with
me?
the name? You know?
This is what I'm saying.
I know. Like, it's not like that wasn't a thing. Like,
That's what I'm asking you. Did he? I mean, did he act? Just sure, it can't have, because it can't, because blowjobs existed. We know that, and there's no way people weren't like, feel pretty fucking good if that went a bit further. So there's no way from caveman to the 1960s and Richard Nixon that no one had done it. And then the guy's like, I know what code name I'll use. I'll be deep throat. You know, because of my gravelly voice, I guess. Woodward and Bernstein, are you just jerking off and making this shit up? Come on. Ludicrous.
Woodward and Bernstein also sound like porn names.
Fucker. All right, they do. They might have
Yeah.
been. They might have been. They might have been making it all up too. Who even knows? They certainly are we've and we've said this before, they're like touted at like the height of journalism. And you look into the story and it's like, yeah, a guy just told them.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
This investigative report. What happened to the days of Woodward and Bernstein when they would get told a thing by someone and then print it? You know. I mean, there's probably more to it than that.
But it's like, you know, like, are there songs that are better than fucking Penny Lane now? Yeah, there are. But
Yeah.
like, the Beatles were like up there with the first, you
They
know?
were.
It's like before that, no one was telling anyone anything.
No, they weren't.
People were just seeing, writing down what they fucking saw.
Oh, the good
It's
old
like
days.
newspapers, fierce boring. Nixon on television again.
Yeah. The good old days of journalism when political journalists respected the office enough not to tell anyone that Roosevelt couldn't walk. Like, I appreciate it, I guess, that they weren't telling people that the president's legs didn't work, but it should frighten you a little bit that that was hideable. Like,
Yeah.
the man had like specially constructed steel pants that allowed him to shuffle with assistance to make it sort of look like he could walk. And the country just went, the good journalism just went along with it. And again, the good old days, Kennedy could just bang whoever he wanted and they wouldn't tell anyone. Say, I don't know. Even Kennedy himself would probably say now, if he had the opportunity, he would have been preferred to have been drummed out of office that way than what happened.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair call. I think
Like,
that you would rather have gone back to fucking Cape Cod in disgrace and had his head blown off by someone.
by someone. And look it, I'll tell you, I grant you disgrace, right? But even in 1963, surely, like, and also a bit of credit in the bank.
Yeah.
It's like, fucker got drummed out of the White House for banging Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Like, got drummed out of it in the White House, more like.
Fucking, like, again, like, Clinton did so much horrible stuff, and the only thing that got him was, like, a blowy in the Oval Office, and it's like, hey, pretty cool. pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, you know. And Monica Lewinsky worked for Mossad.
Worked for...
Is that the latest?
That's the fucking latest, bro. That's the new
I'm so glad you go to the parts of the internet that I don't want to.
Yeah, go into the deep reaches, gathering for berries of information.
Yeah,
mm.
Yeah,
I mean... just horrible, horrible stuff.
Horrible stuff from the worst people.
Well, I don't know if she was Mossad beforehand, but I can imagine them noticing that it's like, she kept the cum dress. We need to fucking hire this girl. That was smart.
Yeah.
Because before the cum dress, he was like, I never did it. No, it wasn't me. He would have gotten away with that. And then she was like, I saved the dress with your jizz on it. And it was like, that really depends on what you define the word is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Bill, does it now? Does it? Because a minute ago, you'd never just, it's a bit of a turnaround now that your cum's there. You know? So I can see an intelligence agency being like, this fucking, we need to get her working for us, man. That's good instincts, you know? Always keep the cum.
Always.
Never don't keep the cum, which is why I have my jars.
So of your own?
Just oh, wait, there's yet more space dust on this Mossad handbook. It says if it's the president's cum. So I can go throw my own out now. Okay.
That'll save a lot of space.
My jar budget was through the roof.
Well, gentlemen, it seems we have a tiger by the tail. We can neither safely hold onto it and all let it go. And you thought they meant slavery, but they were talking about their jars of cum.
That's what they were talking about. Fathers. It's always what they're talking about.
It's like, at this point, there's so many of them, I try and throw them in the trash. My wife is going to notice that I'm doing it, you know? You're going to be like my friend who got stung for smoking weed in the Gale Talk because he got really paranoid that the ban on tea was going to smell the weed. So he just sprayed a shitload of Lynx body spray around the room. And then she smelled the Lynx body spray and thought we were all huffing gas. You know, that type of thing but with cum. I wish he thought of just squirting cum about the place. You probably don't get sent home for that.
If you did, there'd be a lot of empty Gale Talks.
there'd be a lot of empty Gale Talks and a lot less presidents.
It's true. You don't get sent home from the Gale Talks for... No one should be impeached from being president for something you don't even get sent home from the Gale Talk for, is my fucking feeling.
So speaking English, top of the list for getting people no longer president.
Yeah, people shouldn't not be president because they speak English.
Yeah, absolutely true. Yeah. There was no rugby the weekend. That's a shame. Look forward
Such
to
a shame.
Next weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to the Six Nations closing out.
Five Nations finally ending next week. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be good. Still on for the Grand Slam. It's going to be exciting. Big trip to Rome, you know.
Who's doing Lent?
I'm doing Lent. I'm Lenting.
Oh, yeah. What are you Lenting yourself out to?
Oh, I fucked it up. I fucked it up like day two of Lent already. Like day two of Lent, I went over to Jack's to write songs and we had beers.
Oh, yeah. Like
But I think on the Lent front, Paddy's Day is your reprieve. So you you've got one in the bank if you don't drink on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, I'm doing a half marathon on Paddy's Day, the Mullingar half marathon. So there will be.
Oh, you're doing the Mullingar half.
The MK half, yeah, the MG half, MK Ultra half. Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's Ireland's flattest half marathon. That's it,
fabulous.
That's what they advertise it as. You know.
Nodding.
Why?
I signed up to do it with two other people who've now cried off with injury and sickness, and now it's just me.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So here we
Wait,
go.
Wait, who were those people? Do I know any of those people?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I was like, people who run from Mullingar. Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and yeah, so now I'm just doing it on my own.
Is there at least going to be a bit of an event around it, or like, is there going to be like people there?
Supposedly. But like, I
Okay.
mean, they already got out of the difficult bit, which is the marathon. Like, they could easily get out of the being there too, in any way, be involved in me doing it as well. But you'll still be there on the finish line, right? When I finish, yeah, and we can go out for pints after the half marathon. Not gonna happen.
You
Yeah,
go.
pro
Gonna go to
yeah,
the half.
probably if
Do a
I
little half
probably,
marathon. Little
yeah,
beginning,
probably
middle,
maybe. I'm also way fatter than I ever have been running that distance, so my knees are very sore.
end.
I
How
have a good
long is
stone.
a how long is a halfie?
21.1 kilometers.
Jeez, that sounds shit, man. I'm really glad that I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's I used to blap out that distance without too much difficulty, but I was 20 pounds lighter. So
Yeah.
you don't know that, you know, and you do feel it. You know, what are you gonna do?
That is tough stuff.
If you can't jiggle your way to the finish line, though, you know, what's the
Here's the thing,
point?
Manus. You're gonna see people. It's the same with every half marathon. No matter how fat and unfit you think you are, you're gonna see some people who are 20 years older and way fatter going faster than you. And you're like,
They are
sorry,
heroes.
physically, how is this possible?
Yeah, how are
They're
you doing
heroes.
this? Yeah.
They're
Yeah.
absolute heroes.
They are. They're champions.
I wonder, am I big enough, am I still big enough that I can, because I used to get this all the time where I would be like quite, I'd take my shirt off at the end of a race and people would be like, oh, you're very brave. I admire your bravery. Because if you're in shape and you do that, they're like, dickhead. But if you're, a
Yeah, who's a
big,
cunt?
fat, hairy, pasty guy, they're like, so brave. I admire your confidence. I really do.
Makes me
Girl.
feel better.
Girl bullies are rough, man. Because you're halfway
Girl
home before you realize they bullied you, you know? Yeah, I
bully.
am brave. This is, I do have confidence. Wait a
Wait a
minute.
minute.
Yeah, she said I look really good and then asked if I just got here from work. Yeah, so she complimented me and is interested in it. Wait a minute.
She said my new haircut was a big improvement.
She said
Fucking
nobody
girl
else liked
bullies.
it, but that she did.
Fucking girl bullies.
Yeah,
Fucking
but
girl
they're
bullies.
like there is a certain type of man that like likes to take pride in the fact that like he's physically stronger than a woman, and it's like, yeah, well, what, they're never going to be able to beat LeBron James in a dunking contest. And it's like, yeah, but like LeBron James would cry if he got bullied by a woman. Like they're unbelievable at it. It's like someone knowing jiu-jitsu when you know nothing. It's like magic.
I do. I feel like, girl, like, oh, don't. Oh, that was, you dunked it, LeBron.
Yeah.
That's, you're right. That is much safer than throwing it.
It seems almost impossible to miss that way, isn't it? Actually,
know. Oof.
now that I think of it, it's just I saw Caitlin Clark over there shooting threes and missed a couple, sure, but it seems like, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, really. You know, also, she's a lot shorter than you as well, really, as well. So it actually seems a lot of people were, I didn't think so. I thought what you're doing was great, but a lot of the other people were saying, I think you're right, but a lot of the other
Yeah,
guys
first,
were
yeah.
saying
I ain't got
that.
no problem with you.
That really, you didn't really earn being, and I thought it was bullshit, really, because I think you're great, but that you didn't really earn being that tall, you know. That's kind of what she's doing is better. But again, couldn't disagree more, despite the fact that that was the overwhelming sort of feeling, you know, about what you're doing. What I'm saying is, battle of the sexes too. That's how you equalize sports. It's like, why are you making them play the same sport? They've got different skill sets.
So, Battle of the
Like, what?
Sexes 2 is like, is just, it's a man and a woman, but they are playing different sports.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? I don't see why you, I don't see, look, sports nonsense. Let's get creative. Let's fucking do it.
Sports is nonsense. We
Sports is
painted the lines
nonsense.
there. We painted the lines there ourselves.
We did, yeah. You know what? I actually got in the middle of a basketball game. I saw a guy just kick the ball and they're like, you can't do that. And he was like, I'm pretty sure I can.
Just did.
I
Just
actually
did.
kicked, I
Fucking
just
like,
walloped that pretty far away. And like,
German people know two things about
yeah.
football, that the game is 90 minutes and that the ball is round. But like, the game is often not 90 minutes.
It's true.
So fuck you guys.
Fucking Germans. What do they know?
And when you kick it, the ball isn't, is temporarily unrounded.
Yeah. So even the things that are even the truest things about sport are fundamentally untrue.
Yeah. It's mad. It's mad.
Underestimating how long things are going to take is like a big downfall in German history. Like, gotta say, they thought Second World War was going to be over a lot quicker than it was.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think they underestimate both length and outcome.
They certainly do.
They leave a lot of decision making on the table.
You can imagine they're just like they're sitting there like during both world wars, frankly, being like aggressive football fans in like the 87th minute, blowing like trying to get the ref to blow it up. Now it's like, come on, no, come on, we still have a bit of power. Come on, blow the whistle. Then Hitler blew the final whistle. He took the coward's way out by shooting himself in the face.
Shooting himself in the face.
He blew the final whistle by shooting himself
right in the
face. I'm sure there was a whistling noise in there somewhere, actually, yeah.
I bet you for a brief fucking moment there was.
Yeah.
But you imagine him sort of doing it in a dignified way, you know? Even though he's Hitler and you don't really think you should like him very much, but you do sort of grant him that he probably was like, for Deutschland or something. But he's probably sitting there for like 15 minutes with the thing pointed at his face, being like, come on! Yeah. Come on, Adolf, do it now! Don't bitch out now!
That's what we need a recording of. That's what we need. That's the salve the world needs.
Yeah, if AI's been used for a lot of unfunny bullshit.
Yeah.
What we need is Hitler not killing himself for
like
15 minutes.
Psyching himself up.
And that's all she wrote then. Hitler was prime minister of Germany forever, from his perspective.
From his perspective.
He didn't live a day where he wasn't. And isn't that what it's all about?
I heard Carl Williams say that once. He's just like, everybody lives forever. Well, because whenever you die, that's forever. Like, say more, Kat. Say a couple more things. Because that could be very clever, or you could be about to ask, what is an opinion?
The wisdom of Cat Williams is absolutely perfect. I want him to say exactly what he says, no more, no less. It's like, how are you going to have 45 pairs of swimming trunks and never get in the ocean, Joe Rogan? It's like, okay, sick dude. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Here's to Cat Williams.
You know what? To what? Cat Williams.
To Cat Williams. Oh, yeah, we can end the show on that.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there was a valid joke. I'll edit it to make it seem like it was.
Oh, thank God. Now we can start the second episode.
Oh, God. I hope that was both of them.
That seemed like both of them. That seemed like both.
I think you know what I think? I think we can call that a twofer.
I would call that a twofer. No, but we got like an hour and a half. That's not bad. That's okay.
That's probably the right amount.
Yeah, everyone else can suck our dicks.
Yeah, remember when our fans used to thank us for putting out episodes that were less than an hour? Yeah, no one's thanking us now.
No, probably not. They should be. We put a lot of work into this. They don't have to know we don't.
Cat Williams doesn't appear to be touring outside of the US, but I think 5 tickets may have got on sale today. So, look, we've all got work to do.
Some of us have work to do. Gentlemen, too evil.
Too evil!
Too evil!
And cut that one in somewhere where we say something evil. All right. Later, Jack. I'm going to leave before they close the car park.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.